Clare, confidence must be absolutely sky high, is it, after that victory over a really fancy Roscommon team? The Roscommon team, they're tipped by a lot of people to go the whole way.
Yeah, no, because the Roscommon tipped at a very high standard. We knew we were going to be up again at that day. We also knew the strength we had within our panel. You know, we've showed great, you know, will and determination to finish out games the whole way through our campaign. And thankfully, we got off to an early, great early lead, and it stood us in the end up. Beat Roscommon.
Tipper in a very similar situation to Donegal, where at senior level last summer, where they've taken out the big shot. And maybe you're sitting ducks in some ways for the opponents in the final. That Tyrone are playing the role of Kerry now this time around. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't listen to that at all. You know, Tipperary have obviously showed great strength as well. You know, within their team to overcome the Dubs and overcome even their final, as their other final as well. You know, they've maybe come to a harder route than ourselves. Some would say that, but you know, we know they're up against it. They're in absolutely no way sitting ducks at all. You know, it's going to be a great game, and it's going to go right to the wire, I'd imagine.
There wasn't some part of Tyrone that were pretty pleased with seeing the Dubs been knocked out of the semi-final stage?
Well, I suppose the way they would have looked at it as well is that they were glad that maybe Roscommon were put out of the championship as well. But, you know, we knew Tipperary had a very great chance of beating Dublin. They're a fantastic team. And now that they have beat them, they're not going to look back. They're going to come all guns blazing into this game. And they're obviously a lot stronger than Dublin. We played Dublin away at the start of the year, so we didn't narrowly get beat by them. So it just goes to show that we're going to be up again.
How timely is this run from the Tyrone under-21s, given the amount of talk there's been about a lack of talent coming through, that some of the guys who've come through the minor team in 2008 just haven't stepped up to senior level, some pressure on Mickey Hart after a poor league, and here comes, lo and behold, the next round of the Tyrone conveyor belt, and you guys are 60 minutes away from an All-Ireland title.
Yeah, well, it came at, I suppose, a good time. We, so far throughout the year, we've answered a lot of questions, so we have, you know, ourselves. The county was on a bit of a low after, I suppose, the seniors were very unfortunate to get relegated from the division. But, you know, it just goes to show that talent and that strength in the county is still there and will always continue to be there. So we've proved that by winning Ulster.
How much of a link is there to the senior setup at the moment? I mean, how involved is Mickey in terms of just keeping an eye on how much you guys are progressing and ensuring that whoever's on that panel that can potentially make the step up to senior level right now will be looked at?
Yeah, well, no, there's three very talented lads already from the under-21 panel on the seniors, and have represented them so far throughout the year. In terms of...
You'd like that to be more, though, wouldn't you?
I suppose there's obviously definitely players there that have the talent to go on and maybe represent the county at senior level, but so far, you know, we've been a tight, close group, and it's obviously paid off, so it has, by that, doing that. You know, the senior lads have not left the senior panel, but taking time out of it to concentrate fully on under-21s, and I believe it's going to pay off.
How important was that golden era of the last 10 years whereby Tyrone youngsters kicking a ball around finally had fellas they could really look up to, guys who were not afraid of turning out in Croke Park and winning big games, winning All-Ireland finals? I mean, this current bunch of 21s would have been, what, 8, 9 years old and for the 2003 All-Ireland win. I mean, how much of a boost is it when you're growing up and you do have those idols you can hang your hat on?
Whenever them idols are the ones that are taking you for a swim and whatnot. You know, with Brian, with Peter, Fergal, Peter Donnelly as well. You know, absolutely fantastic setup, you know, in the background. Unfortunately, I suppose, on the day, them's the boys that won't be able to go onto the field and kick the ball over the bar or whatnot. That'll be up to us, but thankfully, you know, they've given us and passed on their experience down. So hopefully we cherish it and it does the job.
Parnell Park, it'll be tight and full and very similar to the atmosphere you guys encountered in the Ulster final. And I mean, it was a hugely difficult Ulster championship to win, given, you know, the four-time champions Cavan pipped in the opening round. You guys had to face a team that dumped them out.
Yeah.
How much does that stand to you coming into the All-Ireland series and now into this final?
Well, if Donegal, we sort of knew maybe that they would overcome Cavan and were possibly going to be banked as the ones to win the Ulster championship. Again, we're in underdogs, we knew the strength in our own team. We overcome that hurdle as well, which, to be fair, did boost a lot of confidence within the camp. You know, it goes to show that anything can happen. We're now out of Ulster. It's a completely different ball game, completely different system of play, and we'll be up against it again Tipperary on Saturday.